Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person.
And this week we have decided to analyze the birth chart of President Kennedy. Friday, November 22nd of this year is the 50th anniversary of his assassination in 1963. Truly one of the most tragic moments in American history, which literally changed the destiny of the nation in ways we shall never fully understand. It was a kind of spiritual death for the country, a 9/11 of its time.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy was born on May 29th, 1917 in Brookline, Massachusetts, and there appears to be a fairly reliable birth time published for him, 3 p.m., and we find the resulting chart to be correct for his life on many levels.
And because of all the speculation and controversy surrounding his assassination, which has never abated in the past 50 years, we will look into the cause and manner of his death from the perspective of Vedic astrology.
But before we do that, let's hit some major points of JFK's chart to show that it does line up with the facts of his life.
There are a few things about his life that were really quite intense and must show up in his chart. He was highly intelligent, even reputedly had a photographic memory. He suffered with a severe long-term chronic illness, Addison's disease, a terrible condition of the adrenal glands. He was a voracious womanizer, even though he was married to the most beautiful and glamorous first lady in American history, Jackie Kennedy, who apparently tolerated his infidelity. He was, hands down, the most beloved president in U.S. history, not just here in America, but around the world. So, Ron, let's get started with the analysis of JFK's chart.
Well, first off, he is a Virgo rising, a sign known for intelligence and quite good with details. His first house lord, Mercury, is conjunct Mars in the 8th house of special knowledge. Mercury is the planet of the mind, and when combined with Mars, the energy planet, it always gives a sharp, penetrating intellect. This combo is happening in the sign Aries, which is a head-first, fast-moving sign. Not only could JFK think fast, he was also extremely intuitive, a very useful, powerful asset for any politician. On the flip side, we have an example of our adage, good for what, bad for what, which is certainly the case with this combination in his 8th house, the house of long-term chronic disease. The first house represents the body as a whole. Having the ruler of the ascendant in the 8th house and closely conjunct the powerful 8th house Lord Mars is a setup for serious disease. Mars rules the life force, and in medical astrology, it is the significator of the adrenal glands, the glands that secretes the fight-or-flight survival hormone, adrenaline. As we mentioned, JFK had Addison's disease, which certainly fits the description of an 8th house long-term illness.
The power of the 8th house never ceases to amaze me. On the surface of things, you have to wonder how the hell did JFK have such a debilitating medical condition, including a very bad, painful back, maintain his presidential schedule, and manage all that philandering as well?
Well, David, the 8th house is one of the occult houses in astrology, and it commands unusual powers, even of life and death. Having the ruler of the 8th house strong does give one extra vitality. But the downside of power in the 8th house of secret actions can make you do things you really ought not do. Not to mention the potential for nasty disease, as well as even an unpleasant departure from the mortal coil.
Let's take a look at another PowerPoint in his chart, the 12th house, another of the occult houses in Vedic astrology. His moon, which rules his 11th house of gains and socializing, is in his 12th house of hidden activities, endings, and the subconscious. Having the moon in the 12th house is great for intuition. Since the 12th house is the unknown and the moon represents the public, he gets benefit from the unknown public. very good for a politician. But the moon in the 12th house is problematic for our health in general, since the moon is also connected to the life force. But here it is in the 12th house of loss.
Another amazing part of this chart, as we might imagine, is his 9th house, the house of destiny. Here we find three planets, natal Sun, Jupiter, and Venus, all together in Taurus. The Sun, planet of authority, in the house of destiny, is something we would expect for the chart of a president. Venus, as the ruler of this house, forms a Malavya Yoga with the moon, giving it great strength, and thereby further augments all of the 9th house themes. Jupiter is the greatest benefic, but actually can be detrimental to Virgo rising charts due to what is called Kendrapati Dosha, plus the fact that here Jupiter is at 0 degrees, which makes it weak and a bit unstable.
Not to mention that Jupiter represents his 7th house, that is to say, his marriage to Jackie, which became part of the Camelot mythology, looking perfect on the surface, but was less than satisfactory as later reports discovered. And then there's the contribution of Rahu, adding the energy of obsession in the foundational 4th house of deep-seated feelings. Rahu sends its energy through its trinal aspect to his 12th house moon, contributing even more intensity to the emotional mind. It all reminds me of a punchline to a joke I once heard, "It's complicated."
Right. This was a very complicated man with a very complicated fate, and along this line, let's look into his fame and his popularity at home and abroad, which was huge during his presidency and has enduring power even to this day.
At first glance, this aspect of his life was a bit of a head-scratcher for me. I mean, the astrological indications did not jump out at me right away, unlike some of the above-mentioned issues.
Yeah, for example, Ketu, the great dissolver, is right there in JFK's 10th house, actions out in public, career success, and so on. Not exactly a great start for finding out why he was so beloved by so many even to this day, 50 years after his death. But keep in mind that one of Ketu's other significations is that of universality. And it is the significator of past life karma, giving a potential clue that this is not the usual sort of chart.
Yes, I have to say that I have this developing idea that Ketu is the most quantum mechanical of all the planets.
Okay. Well, the idea being that there is a transcendent quality to this 10th house, the house of renown. Here, try this. When you shift his chart slightly and use the moon chart, okay, having the moon as the ascendant, he gets a huge 10th house with Venus, the Sun, and Jupiter, where Venus, the planet of love, becomes the ruler of the 10th in the 10th, and Sun is the ruler of the 1st in the 10th, all this indicating a very high personal status.
All of what you say surely goes a very long way to explain why he was and still is so popular. Let's move on to the final item that we shall now try to untangle. What are the indications that JFK was never going to die peacefully in his sleep, a very old man?
Okay. For this, we must find indications of death by violence. And in the case of JFK, there's also mystery, secrets, hidden activities, plots and conspiracies. It goes without saying that the controversy around what really happened the day he was assassinated, who was really involved or behind it, has gone on unabated for 50 years now and doesn't look like it's going to lose steam anytime soon.
With that huge, powerful 8th house of secret activities, let's not forget the 8th house is the mode of death. Mercury represents the self and the body, since it is the ruler of the 1st house, and here it is quite closely conjunct Mars, the planet of violence. Aries, which signifies the head in the natural zodiac, is the 8th house sign for Virgo rising people. And here's an interesting factor. Mercury also rules transportation. JFK was shot in the head while in a moving vehicle.
Okay, David, you've analyzed that one quite closely. When we take a look at his Vimsatari Dasha periods and transits for the day of the tragedy, it is quite revealing. JFK had just gone into his Saturn sub-period of his Jupiter major period. Jupiter, as ruler of the seventh house, becomes what we call in Vedic astrology a Maraka planet, which is a death giver. Saturn is the ruler of the sixth house of enemies. And in the natal chart, Saturn is sending its special third house aspect to his first house, the house of the body. So this is immediately a setup for problems during his Saturn sub-period of his Jupiter major period.
Now, going on to the transits for that day. The transit chart for November 22nd, 1963 shows an exact nodal reverse over his natal Rahu Ketu axis, which indicates the culmination of previous karma. This tells us that the event was a result of his past actions. Mars, the planet of violence, was transiting his third house of travel and sending its malefic energy to his ninth house of destiny. Mars was joined by transiting Venus, which is vehicles, and the Sun as well, who is the ruler of the 12th house, and Mercury, ruler of the ascendant, meaning the body. Get this, Pluto, the planet of the underworld, that is to say gangsters, was conjunct with Uranus, the planet of sudden unexpected events, were both in his 12th house of endings, plots, and the hidden enemy.
Yeah, and here's another interesting angle. The third house of a chart is the house of the younger sibling, which for JFK is Bobby Kennedy, who was the attorney general in the administration. RFK had been going after the mafia in a major way. And all this planetary action in the third house does suggest a tie-in with the actions of the younger sibling. Put that together with the exact nodal reverse bringing on the culmination of past action, and I think the astrological case for the mafia hit theory starts to take on more credence.
So our astrological sleuthing seems to be bearing some fruit.
Yeah, well, this is really only a preliminary examination. I don't want to say case closed yet. But in this short segment, we have discovered something that bears more investigation, I think.
Okay, maybe I'll do some more with this at some point. Maybe looking into the chart of RFK to see if there's a link to his brother's death.
Okay, well, we'll see what you turn up.